What's a spider's favorite thing to do online?
I don't know what?
Make websites.
It's time for the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.
Can you tell me a story?
Once upon a time, whoa, they all lived happily ever after.
Wait a minute, there must be more to the story.
Once upon a time,
whoa,
there were some other things that happened.
Wait a minute, there's gotta be more to the story.
You've heard part of this fairy tale, but narrators can sometimes fail to tell the whole story. So tell me what's the story,
what's the story?
So characters, let's hear from you to tell the whole story. So tell me what's the story.
What's the story?
Whoa.
Tell me what's the story.
That's Tara Trudell with Rachel Trudell and Matilda from a release called Fractured Fairy Tales Remixed with What's the Story? And the story right now is you're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. I'm here at the Outpost Performance Space with a whole lot of great people and on Zoom. Who is with us today?
Hi, it's Nina.
Hi, it's Lorfin.
Hi, it's Max.
Hi, it's Jude.
Hi, it's Lucas D.
Hello, it's Amadeus.
Hi, it's Amaya.
Hello, it's Cade.
Hi, it's Luminata.
Well, thank you all so much for being here on the Children's Hour here at the Outpost and out there in listener land. Today on the show, we're starting a series. It's going to go over 4 whole radio shows called Communication Nation. The goal of the series is to help us all understand how we use communication to know our world and one another better and to get along. We're going to start today with episode 1 of Communication Nation. We're going to learn about something called media literacy. Our guest, Isha Butch, is from Common Sense Media. They're an organization dedicated to helping kids and families make sense of the media landscape for kids and families, like they review movies and books and podcasts. You could even see a review of the Children's Hour on Common Sense Media. But today, we invited them on the show to talk about media literacy. That is, thinking critically about the media we are consuming. It's a lot about learning how to find media that you can trust and that does you a whole world of good. This episode has learning guides that come with it. Find them at childrenshour.org. Look for Communication Nation. This is the Gay Lads right here on the Children's Hour. Stick with us, we have a lot to learn.
Tell the children the truth. Tell the children the truth. Tell the children the truth. Tell the children the truth.
Let them know the truth from an early stage. And
let them know that when they come of age,
they won't have to learn by experience.
No.
Children the truth.
children the truth. Tell the children the truth. Tell the children the truth.
Don't crowd their minds with foolish understandings and tell them everything that couldn't have a meaning. Teach them to love their brothers and sisters all and
don't ever know one, no one at all.
Oh, boo boo, boo 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 boo.
Listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone, and today we're talking about communication. It's easy to overlook such an essential part of our lives. We humans communicate with our words, our technology, and even our bodies. This is Communication Nation, a special series from the Children's Hour where we explore various forms of communication through media, languages, and community building. This program is made possible by funding from the National Endowment for the Humanities and the United We Stand Connecting Through Culture Initiative, and by the New Mexico Humanities Council. This is Communication Nation, Episode 1, Speaking the Truth, Part 1, Media Literacy. Media is an important word in our world. We use it to share ideas and information. There's books, movies, video games, social media, and more. And our minds absorb them all day long, kind of like a meal. That's why some experts call the media we consume our information diet. And just like the food we eat, it's important for us to understand where our media comes from. Media literacy is the ability to do just that. We use it to understand, analyze, and even make our own communication. Media literacy helps us figure out what and who is trustworthy and why we're being shown certain ideas. Sometimes media is meant to help or entertain us. And other times, it spreads ideas that mislead or confuse us. That's called misinformation. And in this episode, we will learn about how to grow our media literacy skills and avoid misinformation. We meet Isha Butch, the Director of Education, Development, and Programs at Common Sense Education.
What is media literacy?
It is asking questions and being critical about what we see, what we read, what we hear, and what we create. Being a critical thinker is being able to ask questions and think about what is it that I'm seeing? Why might I be seeing it? How can I be creating things in a way that is having a specific purpose? So asking yourself questions and trying to get those answers about the things that you see and create is really what it means to be critical and critical thinker. Media literacy is all about skills that we want to have and that we want to teach everyone so that they are able to be prepared for all of the information that they see or that they might read or that they might create. we are living in a society where we're getting so much media that we are consuming and that we're creating. And so because of that, there's just this need for really understanding how to make sense of all of it. A lot of the information that we get every single day is coming from other sources, not just for information, but also for entertainment. We use media because we just want to be entertained sometimes. Because media is so, so important in our lives, it's just so important that we can make sense of it and that we are not being fooled and that we are not misguided.
We can be misguided by misinformation. Misinformation is information that is false or untrue. Some people spread misinformation without knowing it's untrue, while others spread it on purpose to try to deceive and fool people. That is called disinformation.
It ultimately ends up impacting us and the decisions we make, but the opinions that we have and the advice that we get from media also impacts other people. It impacts your friends, your community, and the world around you. So we really want to make sure that we're creating our own ideas and opinions off of information that we think is true.
Sadly, the spread of untrue information can and has historically led to terrible impacts on people, including discrimination, exclusion, hate, and violence. You've been hearing Isha Butch from Common Sense Media, and we've been learning about media literacy. This is the Children's Hour. We're learning about media literacy. But first, we have breaking news. Well, this is actually good news. This is Ian Carrick right here on the Children's Hour.
Show me how to fix the hole in my sock. Gotta look up all the good news. Sing it loudly from the rooftops. Always remember that I get to choose what I pay attention to. In summertime, I cool off my body in the river. I keep water in my succulent and I see it growing bigger. I'm learning how to call a friend when I'm lost in the night. And the scrub jays and the robins, they sing the morning bright. And gotta look up all the good news. Sing it loudly from the rooftops. Always remember that I get to choose what I pay attention to.
Your focus,
your focus.
What you notice,
what you notice.
Your power,
power,
your focus,
your focus.
What you notice,
notice,
will get louder,
louder.
It's your power,
power.
My neighbor helped us shovel snow in the blizzard storm. Fresh water flows into our home where we are warm. We gave an extra jacket to somebody in the cold. Gratitude's a practice, it never can be sold. I gotta look up all the good news. Sing it loudly from the rooftops. Always remember that I get to choose what I pay attention to.
Kids' brains and turn them into drones.
helpless in front of the tube. Whatever TV told them they would go do, they never went outside except to go to a store. And no matter how much stuff they bought, they always wanted more.
Until the Great TV Rebellion of 2010, all kids turned off their TVs and never turned them on again. So enough with all this yahoo, I'm going out to play. And all the TV used to do was sit there and watch them walk away.
Well, most kids were captive inside this TV haze, except for a few of the wildest ones that no TV could tame. There was Brittany of the Badlands, Joshua of the Swamp, Maria of the Desert, and Mike of the Bacon Line. This noble band joined forces with the pigeons and the squirrels, sent a message of revolution to every boy and girl.
From the bondage of the black box, let everyone be free.
It was planned for April 22nd, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Every kid in the whole world knew exactly what to do. Act normal, just sit there like a bump on the couch. But when the clock strikes 4, run for the door,
turn the TV off
on the way out.
That's the Missoula Coyote Choir and Ani DeFranco from Ask the Planet with the Great TV Rebellion. And while people might not be watching TV quite in the same way they were back in 2010 when that song came out, these days kids are just as likely to be watching their tablets and YouTube. My guess is that many of you out in listener land have your own tablets and you watch them quite a lot. But did you know that Steve Jobs, who founded Apple Computer that invented the tablet, never allowed his own children to have tablets? He understood that they were incredibly addictive, and the science shows that this is true. We're learning a lot about media literacy today on the Children's Hour, and there's more to learn with Isha Butch from Common Sense Media. You can find learning guides and a lot more information about our entire series, Communication Nation, at childrenshour.org.
You're listening to the Children's Hour. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated. You can learn more about us and support our work at childrenshour.org. Museum of Indian Arts and Culture, a division of the New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs, supports the Children's Hour. The museum honors Indigenous history, art, and culture. Learn more at indianartsandculture.org. Electric Playhouse supports the Children's Hour, now open in Las Vegas, Nevada, inside the Forum Shops at Caesar's Palace. Learn more at electricplayhouse.com.